This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to check in with Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Leo, good afternoon. It's Friday.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I know it's Friday when I've got you here bringing all the latest in new music, and you got some hot ones today.
Well, I'm loving the 90s this afternoon one.
Yeah, what were you dancing to in the 90s? Or maybe I'll ask you at the end.
I was going through my computer as you were doing the show, and what I love is a song by the Bucketheads called The Bomb.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. The Bucketheads.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's like UK sort of dancey track. I love that track.
You know what? I've got it.
You've got it?
I've got it. I'm going to play it after we play our throwback that you give us at the end. So I'm going to put it in. The Bomb. Kenny Dope and the Buckets or something?
Yeah.
It's in. Done. Okay.
Cool. And you played Jamiroquai before, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Scotland in 1997, we were walking past the pub and this guy looked really familiar and he'd done this little dance.
Oh.
And it was the lead singer from Jamiroquai.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw him outside the pub.
Danced to you, in front of you?
Joy for you.
Was it for you, the little dance?
Not me, but we just looked at him and I think he realised that we knew who he was, so he.
Did you scream?
No. The guy from Jamiroquai. It wasn't Kylie or Danny, was it? Anyway, it's been a big week for new music. And today, do you know how sometimes an artist just drops a track and no one knows?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very rare that an artist drops an album. I think Beyonce has done it in the past. But Justin Bieber has dropped a new album today. His seventh studio album, it's called Swag, features 21 tracks. Now, before you go on, 21 tracks is a lot of tracks, but seven of those are under 2 minutes.
Okay.
So there's a few interludes and a few little seconds of stuff. But he's co-written 20 of the tracks himself. It's quite a sort of personal album. I'm not a big Justin Bieber fan, but his fans will be... He's back, I guess.
Yeah.
He's had a bit of a rough time and everything. So I've had a quick listen to the album. Not really my cup of tea. Not really my... I'm his audience, let's face it. But this track really stood out to me. It's quite personal. It's called Walking Away.
It's very authentic.
Yeah. So that's his, it's a song from his album. The album's called Swag. That track's called Walking Away. It's out online on Spotify and digital channels and stuff. So if you like Justin Bieber, go and check it out.
Now you've got an Aussie, new Aussie.
An Aussie, yeah. Well, we love G-Flip here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the third taster from her forthcoming new album. It's called Dream Ride, and that's due out on the 5th of September. Now, the 80s is a heavy influence in this album.
Oh, wow.
And this track is another booming track from G-Flip. This is In Another Life.
Very 80s. I feel like we should be going, you're on 1422 3XY or something.
Well, I've never been a big fan of G-Flip, but these past few songs I've really loved. So I'm looking forward to that new album.
Yeah, that's great. Now, that's not the only, you've been, there's lots of Aussie music today, I see. What?
Another Aussie, this guy here, you may know him from Australian Idol last year. He did a cover of ABBA's Mamma Mia. Remember that cover?
I do remember that cover, but as a big ABBA fan, I don't like it when people do covers of ABBA.
Neither does my fiancé, Sean, either.
I see.
No, but this cover has racked up more than 7 million views on YouTube. His name is Ripley Alexander. He released his debut EP, The Man I Am, in December. He's already back with new music. This is a brand new single. This is Freaky.
Good Aussie music, Cleo. Great pick. Yeah. Love it.
Brand new for Ripley Alexander. Quite sexy track. Talking of sexy, the Slinky Minx girls are back.
Oh.
Andy and Michelle. They've added their own spin to a bit of an 80s classic. Now, this one is a cover from the 1986 track from Stacey Q.
Which was this one? Yeah.
Two of Hearts.
Remember this?
Now, that version, yes, that's the one. This version reached number 3 in the US and number 7 here in Australia. And they've done a bit of a cover of this track with the help from Melbourne DJ producer Nick J and Jean-Luc. This is Slinky Minx, Two of Hearts.
It's not that often that I prefer a cover of an 80s track, but I really like that one. That's great.
Yes. Yay, yay, yay. Brand new for Emily and Michelle. Slinky Minx, there's a brand new track, Two of Hearts. Now, on my YouTube channel this week, Ryan.
What do you got?
Some throwbacks. I've got a throwback from Darren Hayes and George Michael. And don't forget to watch my interview with Joanne talking about her brand new track, Stand and Deliver.
Which we played last week, didn't we?
Yes. It's on my YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU. But because it's a 90s flavour on the show this week, Ron, I've chosen a track which was number one this week in 1995 in the US 30 years ago. Now, this track spent 7 weeks at number one in the US, also reached number one in New Zealand and number four here in Australia, and it won 4 MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh. TLC.
Yes.
Love it. Here it is. Waterfalls. Leo, how do we find you?
Star Museum AU on your podcast provider and also on YouTube.
Catch you next week, Leo.
Thanks, Dom.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.